الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله press the switch is it on الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان وكرم وعلمه من البيان ما لم يعلم فسبحان الذي لا يحصى امتنانه باللسان ولا بالقلم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر إلى آخر السورة وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقال الله عز وجل إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك صل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات أما بعد Respected scholars, brothers, young friends, mothers and sisters listening at home. Alhamdulillah, we are now in, mashallah, the last 10 nights of this blessed month of Ramadan. I think this is the first time I'm speaking in Ramadan. Normally I speak once or twice. Alhamdulillah. It's a blessing of Allah. We're fortunate people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us and allowed us to witness these last 10 days. You know, the hadith comes to my mind. It's in Bukhari. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was very generous. His tabiat and nature was a generous one. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't refuse anyone. When somebody would come to him, wouldn't say no to them. But in Ramadan, the hadith mentions, he was more generous than the rain and the wind. He was more generous than the rain and the wind. Subhanallah. So, there are three hadiths which I want to mention. Three hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to Ramadan that I want to mention. All three are narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari. The first one, and I'm sure you've heard these hadiths before, you know, throughout the month. First one being, Man sama Ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban. That whoever fasts in the month of Ramadan, jo koi roza rakhe, with two conditions. Number one, imanan. They have iman. Iman billah, iman bi rasulillah, khatamun nabiyyin, etc. They have iman. And wa ihtisaban, meaning they seek the reward from Allah. Only from Allah, nobody else. For that person, whoever fasts in the month of Ramadan with these two conditions, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, "Gufira lahu ma taqaddama min dambi." Sare pichle gunahon maaf. Everything forgiven. All your previous sins, khalas, gone. One hadith. Second, Man qama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban. Whoever stands, qama yaqumu means karahuna, to stand. When do you stand? In salah. Whoever stands in the month of Ramadan in salah, he's paband with his salah, he's punctual with his namazes, he doesn't miss his salahs, he doesn't miss his taraweeh. Imanan wa ihtisaban, again, same two conditions. Uske paas iman ho, he has iman in Allah. Wa ihtisaban, and he seeks the reward only from Allah. Sirf Allah, he said. Then, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ دَنْبِ. Even for that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all his previous sins. Everything. Then, there's one more hadith. مَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَإِحْتِسَابًا. Whoever stands in prayer on Laylatul Qadr. We don't know which night Laylatul Qadr is. Mine and your nature is that if you knew which night it was, we would pray that whole night and then we would relax all the other nights. That's mine and your situation. We'd pray on that night. We wouldn't even sleep because we know we're going to attain forgiveness, etc. All the virtues, we're going to have them. But all the other nights, you know, chorya, we'll save all our energy for that night. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ دَنْبِ. The person who stands in prayer on Laylatul Qadr with iman, they have iman billah, iman bi rasulillah, and they only want the reward from Allah. They're not doing it to show off. They're not turning up to the masjid because, you know, let me show my friends I'm going to be at the masjid. The intention is correct, yes? The intention isn't, no, you know, dodgy intention. Intention is only for Allah. I'm here because I want reward from Allah only. I don't want praise from anybody else. Then for this person, if they come to, if they pray and stand in salah and pray extra nawafil, etc. on Laylatul Qadr, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ, all his previous sins are maaf and forgiven. Three similar hadiths. What's the hikmat and wisdom behind these hadiths? The hikmat, one hikmat and wisdom is, look, insan is such, the human being is such, that we fall into sin even when we don't want to fall into sin. We're not perfect. We try to do our best, but sometimes we're going to slip up and we'll make a mistake, yes? So if there's a deficiency in your fasting, if there's a deficiency in your fasting, you didn't fast the way you should have fasted. When you're fasting, you're supposed to stay away from ghibah and backbiting. Allah doesn't need the person's fast who can't control his mouth. You don't just control your mouth from food. Control your mouth from backbiting, from lying, from slandering, from unnecessary talk. So if you have some deficiency in your fasting, you are arguing with someone. Ramadan is the month of mercy, but sometimes, unfortunately, we make it the month of chaos. Isn't it? We make it the month of chaos. What is wrong with us as people, honestly? In our own community, we have, you know, stabbings, killings, blood killing blood, family killing family, Muslims killing Muslims. In Ramadan, out of all the months in Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith, "Sibabul Muslimi fusuqun wa qitaluhu kufrun." To swear at another Muslim, koi aur Musliman ko gali dena, to swear at them is fisk, it's guna, it's transgression, aur usko qatl karna kufr hai, and to kill them is kufr. Imagine this, and we have in broad daylight our community, we're going wrong somewhere. We're going wrong, us, everyone, as a community, we're going wrong somewhere. If this is happening in our towns, in our streets, right, and we think we're just going to sit in the masjid, all neck shake and all this kind of thing, we are going wrong somewhere. If it's not our kid, if it's not your kid, maybe it might be tomorrow, may Allah protect. If this is happening on our streets, what are we doing about it? We need to see a change. We need to see a change in mentality, in ideology, in teaching, in education. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. We have to get up. I can't use the, you know, you have to get up from our backside and do something about this. Otherwise, it's going to come into our houses. You know, that bichara is, stabbed to death. He was stabbed once here and two times in the chest at 5:15. Then he died before midnight. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. May Allah forgive all of his sins. You must be one merciless person to do that in the month of Ramadan. Allah. It wasn't one, there were six people involved. Family feud. Let it go. We have this akar and arrogance inside us. Arrogance and akar and takabbur and pride is your source of destruction. It's going to destroy you. This is dhoka from shaitan. We think we're big and all this kind of thing. We're nothing. The reality is, we are a drop of dirty water. This is the reality. Allah mentions this in the Quran. I'm not saying this. This is what's mentioned in the Quran. Allah time and time reminds us. ومن آياته أن خلقكم من تراب ثم من نطفة. And from among his signs that he created you from soil and dust. You know, dirt on the floor you were created from. And then from a drop of semen you were created. This is the reality. But still we get a bit of muscles and, you know, we do a couple of things and we think we own the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds these people. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِطُ أَيْدِيهِمْ أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Allah reminds us of those zalims and oppressors. And yes, those people who have taken that person's life, they are zalims, they are oppressors. No doubt. Anybody who takes somebody else's life is a zalim, is an oppressor. Allah says with regards to these people, if only you could see at the time when we send our angels to take their souls out. If only you could see. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ. If only you could see. لَوْ تَرَى. If only you could see when the zalim's soul is being taken out. فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ. When he's in the pangs of death. He's not strong then, is he? He can't flex his muscles then, can he? And we say to the angel, and the angels say to that soul, أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ نِكْلُوبَا. Get out, you filthy soul. الْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ عَذَابَ الْهُونِ. Today is the day of your destruction. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Because of the things you used to say. وَكُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. And because of your pride and ego. Where's your pride and ego today, bro? We need to do something about this. So these hadiths, look, they are a blanket for each other. Allah is so merciful. Literally, you have to, this is why Jibreel alayhi salam becomes so angry and cursed the, he got so angry to the extent that he cursed the person. Jibreel alayhi salam, let me repeat that. Sayyidul Malaika. The leader of the angels, he cursed that person who witnesses the month of Ramadan, but still he is not forgiven by Allah. Jibreel cursed that person, and the messenger of Allah, Sayyidul Anbiya, the one whose du'as are not rejected, he said Ameen to Jibreel's curse. Why? Jibreel gets so angry that look, Allah is ready to forgive every single thing you did. Kabira, Sagira, in the broad daylight, in the secret, when you were at home, you thought nobody was watching. Allah said, just fast, stand in prayer, come Laylatul Qadr, everything's done. You would have to literally break the doors of Jahannam for you to enter it. And that's what people are doing in this month. Jibreel saying, are you tapped? Allah is ready to forgive you if there's shortage. If you didn't fast properly, don't worry. Just pray your salah, taraweeh. We'll make up for it. Okay, you didn't even do this. Don't worry. You messed up 20 days, no problem. Come Laylatul Qadr, last 10 days, we can sort it all out. But still, you want to do mad things and crazy things in the month of Ramadan. If you don't deserve the curse of Jibreel, then tell me, what do you deserve? What happens on this night? Imagine how angry Jibreel must be for that person. You know, the only other time in the narrations it's mentioned when Jibreel got this angry. The only other time is when Fir'aun was drowning. When Fir'aun was drowning and he wanted to say the Shahada. Fir'aun was drowning, he wanted to say the Shahada. What did Jibreel do? He got a handful of soil, shoved it down Fir'aun's mouth. Jibreel hated Fir'aun. You know why? Jibreel has a very close relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Fir'aun was that kambakht and that zalim and that oppressor. Fir'aun was that oppressor who had the audacity to say that I'm not just a normal lord or normal god. Ana rabbukumul a'la. I am the highest of the highest of lords. This is Fir'aun and his arrogance and takabbur. and his pride. And what happened to Fir'aun? Allah destroyed him. What is happening to Fir'aun? Two questions. Understand my English. What happened to Fir'aun? He drowned. What is happening to Fir'aun right now? As me and you speak, the Quran mentions in the 24th juz, "An-naru yu'raduna 'alayha ghuduwan wa 'ashiyya," that the fire of hell is being presented to Fir'aun morning and evening. This is the end result for those people who think they're it. This is the end result for those people who have pride. This is the end result for those people who have arrogance and who bully other people, who terrorize other people, who look down on other people because they think they are better than them. This is your end result. Be careful. If you follow in the footsteps of Fir'aun, you'll also get the end result of Fir'aun. We have these last 9 days of the month of Ramadan. Make sincere tawbah. Take advantage of these. You know, if there's an offer on tomorrow in Next or somewhere, Next boycott, yes? Any other shop, right? If there, before it used to be, people, Muslims queue. You know, in Coventry Road, there was some store last week. People were queuing for 1 mile just to go and eat some pancakes. Astaghfirullah. Missing Taraweeh, missing Iftar, missing the dua time, standing to eat chips. The videos on TikTok and everywhere. You've seen it. This is that month where if you do one good thing, Allah is going to times it by 700. And we're not ready for that. We're not ready for forgiveness. Allah saying, you didn't do fast properly, you pray Taraweeh, don't worry, I forgive you. Nowadays people run off from Taraweeh as well. And then they go from Taraweeh, where do they go? They don't go home, they go to the shops. When you could be standing in prayer, you go to the shops. Allahu Akbar. Ajib, don't make sense. Does it make sense? So may Allah protect us. May Allah allow us to utilize this remainder of the month of Ramadan. There are a couple of announcements I'll make before the khutbah. May Allah save us from wasting this month of Ramadan. We got 9 days left. Come to the masjid, sit in the masjid, read Quran. You know, the iftar is short, saum is short compared to the summer days. Make use of your time. May Allah give me and you the understanding. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Just a couple of announcements before we start the khutbah. The first one being with regards to our masjid project, Project 313. So it's in support of Masjid al-Farooq. So in honor of the 313 Sahaba who took part in the Battle of Badr during Ramadan, the second year of Hijri, our masjid, Masjid al-Farooq, has launched a fundraising campaign called Project 313. It's with regards to our utility bills for 2025, which are over £26,000. So we're looking for 313, you know, special donors to help support our masjid by setting up a monthly donation of only £7. So a monthly donation of £7 to help this. We're looking for 313 special people. This is, you know, sadaqah jariya for you. Everyone, every time somebody comes and prays in this masjid, everyone, somebody sits in the masjid, recites tilawa, etc. MashaAllah, we have so many classes going on here, the maktab, the alim class, that, you know, the hips class. So much khair is going on here. Every single time somebody utilizes the masjid, subhanAllah, it will be a sadaqah jariya for you, inshallah. So please, you know, those brothers that are ready for this, please come forward, see Suleiman Bhai, Mahmood Bhai, or someone from the office, or one of the imams, if you're interested in doing this, inshallah, and then we can help you set up. And then the second is an emergency protest, which is taking place today at 4:45 by Sister Dora statue in Walsall. It's an emergency protest, stop bombing Gaza. You all know what's happening. They've started again, you know, bombing our brothers and sisters after starving them for weeks without any food and drink. While me and you have been having great iftars, great suhoors, abundance of choices to eat and drink, our brothers and sisters in Gaza have literally had nothing. And then they, on the 17th, they started, you know, bombing, and you've seen the videos and pictures and the atrocities that are happening of, you know, women, little children. Wallahi, it's devastating. So there's an emergency protest that's taking place today at 4:45. Those of you that can, you know, make it there, please do. And very importantly, more important, is do not forget to make dua for our brothers and sisters in Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate their pain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them victory. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send His aid and help and nusra to them. May Allah be their guardian when everybody else has forgotten about them. Allah subhanahu doesn't forget. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Your Lord, He doesn't forget a single thing. So inshallah, we need to make plenty dua for them. Do whatever we can. In, you know, living in the UK comfortably, do whatever we can to aid them and assist them in whatever way possible. These are the blessed nights, blessed days. Inshallah, Allah will accept our du'as, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان وعلمه البيان وأنزل له القرآن وجعله موعظة وشفاء وهدى ورحمة لذوي الإيمان لا ريب فيه ولم يجعل له عوجا وأنزله قيما وحجة ونورا لذوي الإيقان. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة ينال بها الشاهد دار الرضوان. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الذي بعث إلى كافة الأنام صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته ما دارت القمران. أما بعد، فيا معشر الإخوان، اشكروا الله على نعمة الإيمان، واشكروه على نعمة القرآن الذي نزله حكيم حميد على قلب من على المؤمنين رؤوف رحيم، بلسان عربي مبين، وهدى وشفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين. وقد جاء فضائل كثيرة في تعليم وتعلم وتلاوة القرآن. وعن عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: فضل كلام الله على سائر الكلام كفضل الله على خلقه. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الماهر بالقرآن مع السفرة الكرام البررة، الذي يقرأ القرآن ويتتعتو فيه وهو شاق عليه له أجران. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا حسد إلا على اثنين، رجل آتاه الله القرآن وهو يقوم به آناء الليل وآناء النهار، ورجل آتاه الله مالا فهو ينفق منه آناء الليل وآناء النهار. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يقال لصاحب القرآن: اقرأ وارتقي ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا، فإن منزلك عند آخر آية تقرأها. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قرأ حرفا من كتاب الله فله به حسنة، والحسنة بعشر أمثالها، لا أقول ألف لام ميم حرف، ألف حرف، لام حرف، وميم حرف. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم، ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كريما. نفعني الله وإياكم بهدي القرآن العظيم وبسنة نبيه العظيم. أقول قولي هذا، أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله الله تعالى إلى كافة للناس بشيرًا ونذيرًا، وداعيًا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجًا منيرًا، وقال تعالى مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وعانِ وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى أزواج سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا ومولانا محمد. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأقضاه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تقادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت، وعافنا فيمن عافيت، وتولنا فيمن توليت، وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت، وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت، فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك، ولا يعز من عاديت، تباركت ربنا وتعاليت. نستغفرك اللهم من جميع الخطايا ونتوب إليك. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات، ويا قاضي الحاجات ويا قاضي الحاجات ويا قاضي الحاجات ويا حل المشكلات. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان وحين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في غزة. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في غزة. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في غزة. اللهم كن لهم مؤيدا وزهيرا. اللهم كن لهم معينا ونصيرا. اللهم تقبل شهداءهم، اللهم داب جرحاهم، اللهم عاف مبتلاهم، اللهم أعطهم من جوع، اللهم أطعمهم من جوع، وآمنهم من خوف، وآمنهم من خوف، وآمنهم من خوف. اللهم لعن كفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل قدامهم، وامحو آثارهم، واقطع دابرهم. اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم أهلكهم كما أهلكت عادا وثمود، وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واتقين يا رب. اللهم اكفنا بحلاوة ديننا وراضيك وارضنا. لا إله إلا الله. نستغفر الله نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بالله من النار ونعوذ بالله من النار. اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا اللهم اجعلنا من اتقاء شهر رمضان اللهم اجعلنا من اتقاء شهر رمضان اللهم اجعلنا من اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين والمستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا. اللهم اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونة. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جناتك جنات النعيم. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه برحمة.